The Environmental Protection Commission of Hillsborough County, or EPC, voted this morning to delay its decision on implementing rules providing exemptions that would have let farmers destroy some wetlands on bona fide agricultural properties. 10 environmentalists spoke during the public comment portion of the meeting, raising questions about the rule. The EPC will consider those questions over the next 2 months and vote on the new rule in January. Most of the exemptions apply to isolated wetlands that are smaller than 1/4 acre, though some exemptions apply to wetlands up to 1/2 acre, according to EPC Executive Director Richard Garrity.
Small isolated wetlands are important. That's why we have emphasized that over and over again. But we're also of the opinion that farming needs some help from us as an environmental agency to be able to ensure that they're able to stay in business healthy and economically and so forth in this county. And the hybrid speaks to the fact that, and you adopted as a policy, that we would try to work with agriculture to lighten their regulatory burden somewhat.
Garrity said that the total amount of wetlands in the county that these rules would apply to is 70 acres out of the 67,000 acres of wetlands in the county's agricultural lands. Terry Flott is the chairperson of United Citizens Action Network, or UCAN.
Well, I'm relieved that they are taking some extra time. I don't know that it's going to be sufficient, but it's better than approving a rule that was obviously not ready to be approved. I mean, you don't approve a rule and then after the fact add to it. So it's just they need to go tread slowly and make sure they're covering their bases. There are a lot of weaknesses in this rule.
The most contentious issue in the rule change dealt with how long after an exemption from mitigation a piece of property must remain in agriculture. The proposed change suggested 7 years. Flott and the other environmentalists suggested 10 to 20 years or even forever.
Before, 2 days ago, there was a commitment to 10 years, and then it all of a sudden went down to 7 years. We heard, I think it was yesterday again, that it was now they thought 3 to 5 years was sufficient. So it seems like we're working the wrong way. So I think there has to be a minimum of 10 years. Otherwise, that's not long term. It's not in a long term planning mode with the comp plan. So we need to be consistent.
The only member of the public who spoke in favor of adopting the rule asked for the number of years to be reduced to 2. Hugh Gramling is the chairman of the Agricultural Economic Development Council. He said his group endorsed the wetlands exemption rule for agriculture with caveats, including their desire that the timeline that exempted property must remain agricultural be reduced.
The council believes that 7 years is extremely onerous and burdensome, and they ask you to please change that to a 2-year time frame. The reasons being, first off, is we're talking about much less than 70 acres of wetlands within Hillsborough County being impacted by this provision in the first place. Number two, it costs $35,000 to $50,000 a year in expenses to farmland, and we don't think that the development community would use farming as a sham to violate a 1/4 acre wetland.
Gramling, who is also president of the Tampa Bay Wholesale Growers Association, is lobbying state representatives for legislation that would make it more difficult for the EPC to protect wetlands on agricultural lands. Mariella Smith is a member of the Citizens Environmental Advisory Committee and responded to the suggestion of Gramling and the Agricultural Economic Development Council to reduce the number of years land must remain agricultural after getting a wetlands exemption.
Well, I think Hugh Gramling was disingenuous in asking for 2 years. If you really seriously want an agricultural exemption, then you need to be serious about keeping the land in agriculture for a while. Otherwise, it's clear you're just asking for exemption to be able to fill wetlands and turn the land over to developers and give them filled wetlands that they could not have gotten as developers. But certainly, Hugh Gramling asking for a 2-year exemption is asking for an exemption for land that will very quickly be paved over.
Smith said that the time frame for an exempted property to remain agricultural should be at least 10 years.
Frankly, I personally believe that at any point that the land changes its use from agriculture to development, that the developer should have to, at that point, mitigate the damage that was done to the wetlands and put wetlands back. I don't see any reason for saying that there should be a timeline that would eventually get a developer out of the mitigation that developers are required to do just because an exemption was granted to a farmer somewhere back along the line. but I would be happier with a longer range, something between 10 and 20 years. Our comprehensive plan ties land use to a 20-year horizon.
EPC board member Mark Sharp proposed the motion to delay action on the proposed rule change for 2 months. It passed 6-0.
Well, ultimately, the way the process or any process should work is that there needs to be confidence in the public that what we're doing is for the betterment of our entire community. And so while I think that the EPC has done a very good job working with the agricultural community and the stakeholders and coming up with a better rule, there's still a lot of questions. And so it doesn't seem to make sense when we haven't changed the rule in 22 years to rush the process unnecessarily. Additional 2 months to me seems to be very legitimate.